Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Max Sash, and we're here out in good old Martha's Vineyard Regional High School. Out here talking sports on the Mac and MV show. This show, I bring in athletes, and we're going to talk about upcoming season and stuff like that. Luckily, I named the show by now, so this is a couple practice runs we're going to do. Girls soccer has a game today against DY. Hopefully, they'll do well. We'll bring in Emily DeBettencourt and Molly Houghton. We got upcoming basketball players, hopefully going to make varsity, Christian Dada and Nick Bond. And also on the docket, Tasia Brown might stop in, talk about Derrick Rose. We got some pretty good lineup for you today. Hopefully, we can get fit it all in by 2:05. And let's get this thing started. All right. And we begin today with the nonstop coverage of Ray Rice and his beautiful fiance Janae Rice. And basically, what we really have here is it's a clean cut case of domestic abuse. Very clearly, Ray Rice hit his girlfriend. Obviously, I don't condone domestic abuse at all, except when a woman's trying to stab you or something like that. But it really saddens me that pro players given so much money, so much talent, they cheat their life dream and they just throw it away like that. Obviously, the two game suspension was not enough. I don't think that the video was needed to suspend him indefinitely. But Keith Olbermann called for the resignation of several people, including Roger Goodell, commissioner in the NFL. I think that's a little too harsh. I think that we as a society can grow from this experience. Obviously, everyone should know that hitting a woman is not all right, and domestic violence is not appreciated anywhere in this world. And hopefully we can grow from this experience. I'm going to leave it at that. Our first guest we're going to bring in right now is Nick Bond and Krishna Dada. So Nick Bond and Krishna Dada did not want to be on the air with us today because they didn't think that it would be appropriate for them at this time to comment on the basketball season. So what I did today was I brought in our world-renowned sailor. I believe it's number one ranked in North America, Raz?
At a time, yes.
All right, and he's here today. We're going to talk about sailing, windsurfing, everything that has to do with the ocean, because he's very skilled in that position. So Raz Sayre is here with me today. Raz, tell us how you got into sailing.
I got into sailing. I have a pair of my parents. They met through windsurfing. They met through the sport. They both were on the world tour in windsurfing, and yeah, so that is how they met, and obviously they were very gung-ho about the sport, and they sent their two-year-old kid adrift on a windsurfing board. So I've been windsurfing since I was 18 months old.
Pretty good.
I love it. Fell in love with the sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me, what was the last place you went for the competition?
So the last place I went was, I was this summer in the end of August, I was in Kingston, Ontario, at the Canadian Olympic Classes Regatta.
Yeah, how'd you do in that?
It wasn't my best performance. I was third overall in the class that I competed in. And,
Yeah, that's considered a bad day for you, third overall.
Yeah, well,
I mean, bronze is pretty good in my book.
I lost to a couple of people I wish I hadn't, but
yeah. It's a world classic, and you competing outside the country.
Yeah.
A lot of high level competition like that. You do windsurfing, right? Tell us about your involvement with the sailing team here.
So I am one of the two captains on the sailing team, along with Ellen Regan. And
I'm sure she'd like to be called Ellie, but that's all right.
That's true. So me and Ellie Regan and I, the both of us have been captains for the last 2 years. And actually today is the first day of fall sailing, which is, it's a club sport in the fall and a varsity sport in the spring. And so the fall program is a lot of, it's a little bit less racing oriented.
Yeah.
And it's to get kids who are kind of new to the sport, really kind of like get that spark that, some kids will just catch on and really love the sport. And so that's what the fossil link does, and it just kind of brings everyone to, you know, it can bring a kid who's new to the sport to becoming a consistent sailor on the water who's comfortable. It can go from a kid who's comfortable to even making a varsity spot if they, you know, really put their... So it's a really good, like, rebuilding, and it's almost like our off-season. It's like our hell week.
Yeah.
Where we kind of get conditioned for the sport.
Yeah. Is there you have to be in some serious shape to sail, or, you know...
You know, it's not the most physically, you know, intensive sport.
Oh, it's mentally intensive.
I mean, it's still physically intensive, meaning, you know, you still, you know, the more agile you are, the better.
Yeah.
But, you know, unlike most sports, you can almost get away with not being that agile, but obviously the best sailors.
You are most certainly agile, especially with that stunt you just pulled.
Yeah, yeah. The best sailors, are, you know, not.
As we were coming into the room to record, Raz asked if he could sit down on the beanbag chairs, and he didn't realize there was a table, and he fell into the table on the corner of his buttocks, and he writhed in pain for, I'd say 2 minutes.
We don't need to talk about that.
I know. You were just talking about being...
It's not sailing. So, MVRHS sailing team. The varsity season is the spring, and last year we finished fifth in New England out of all schools in the team racing aspect, and fourth overall in the fleet racing aspect. So, I mean, we're obviously putting our names out there as a powerhouse school for sailing, and, cool. you know, we have a really great senior group, and so it's going to be fun to see where that takes us this year. Last year we went to, we did regattas in New Orleans, Louisiana. We did an invitational event there, and, you know, we travel all around New England, and we're just excited for this year where our goal is to, you know, to make it to the national championships, which isn't out of reach, and that's
right. Yeah. I mean, is there any upcoming talent you think other than the senior group?
So we have a really great senior group, including myself, Eli Hanschke, Charlie Morano, Zanna Van Royen, Ellie Regan, the co-captain, and you know this is you know the best. I think, unfortunately, one of the best years in the next few years that we're going to have, but we also have a great, you know, we have a development team, and we have a great farm program that, you know, helps encourage kids in grades below us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have Miles Doherty, a freshman, who will be sailing with the varsity team in the spring, and, you know, Zachary Bresnick and a bunch of other kids who are going up through the program, and, you know, forgive me if I missed anyone, but there's a bunch of kids, you know, who are younger than us who, you know, have seen that we are, you know, our interest in the sport and falling in love with it as well, and are only going to get better. So it's still optimistic for sure. It's not like
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, no problem.
All right. Yeah. We'll scrap. All right. So we want to thank Raz for his time. What we're going to do now is we're going to transition into the field hockey group. We have here our two of the four captains for field hockey. We have Sydney Davies and Aubrey Ashman, and they are here to talk about field hockey, how it's been going so far. Hopefully, we can see a lot more of them on the field during the season. You won't just be able to hear the pretty voices. They'll be more than voices to you. So, basically, how's the season been going, guys, so far?
It's been going really well. We have our first home game tomorrow. It's going to be really fun. Everyone should show up. It would be really cool.
It's really nice. We have no drama on the team this year.
Is it usually drama? Or?
Well, we've had trouble with drama in the past, but this year the team has really come together, and I think we all make great teammates.
That's the rumor throughout girls' sports, that there's constant drama in that. Is that why?
I think it's a struggle for a lot of teams, but this year we have a really good group of girls, and we're actually having a team dinner tonight at my house. It's going to be really fun. We're really excited about bonding and coming together this year.
I completely agree.
Yeah. You guys do a thing called sister cards, right? Is that
Yes, we all have our families.
Yeah. Is that fun, or what? For people that don't know about sister cards, can you please tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we have sisters, and so we randomly choose out of a hat the older kids who we get as sisters.
Yeah.
And everyone gets two sisters, and it's usually the upperclassmen, obviously, will get. So freshmen and sophomores are little sisters, and
yeah.
the juniors and seniors are big sisters. And it's just a great way to bring the girls together and get to know new people, especially the underclassmen, because sometimes we don't see them if varsity and JV are split up or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a great little thing to do.
How is having Lisa Knight as a coach?
It's crazy. It's so fun. It's you never know what's going to happen next. It's just really one roller coaster ride of
screaming
and running and just crying or laughing. It's really everything. It's
of joy, of course.
Yeah, of joy. I mean, it's just really one of the best sports to play. It's so
yeah.
much fun. It's we're really such a family, and it's so great to be on a team with all these girls.
Do you guys both play hockey in the winter? Do a lot of the girls who play hockey also play field hockey, or is it more?
It's more a lot of the girls that play ice hockey
play field hockey.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a pretty small team in the winter. So.
Yeah. We only have about how many girls on the hockey team?
Less than 20. It's
yeah.
at least like 9.
Do you think playing ice hockey, you know, obviously you two play with the boys. I was on those teams too, where you go up to the Neponset Valley, all that stuff. Do you think that really helped you as far as field hockey goes? Like skill wise and, you know, just coming up in that hockey background, whereas most girls, they're given a stick freshman year, that's it.
Yeah, right. Even though they're completely different, I think it definitely helped me with my, like, coordination and,
yeah.
I guess, just getting into shape and being prepared for field hockey season.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely helps being in shape because it's crazy going into Hell Week the first day. It's just so intense.
You guys do 2-a-days too, or...?
Yeah, we did for a couple of days, and then we go back just to 1-a-days, which is nicer.
Okay.
Yeah. But right. We go out at 5:30, and we just run forever.
Yeah.
That,
but it's awesome.
But it's worth it in the end.
Yeah,
I mean,
because
yeah.
we're so in shape. We can run for so long now, which is great, because I don't even have to, like, come out in a game if I really want to. Same with Aubrey. Like,
yeah.
We could just keep running. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Lisa's really good at conditioning
yeah.
us.
How has the... Have you guys played any games yet, or... How has the games been so far?
We had our first game actually on Monday, and we won 4-0. And Sydney was actually one of the people that scored.
Yeah.
So
it was,
Thank you. Bravo.
Thank you. It was me, Belle Dinning, Olivia Ogden, and Jess Haynes
mm-hmm.
also scored. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the W or?
We did
4-0.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't get briefed with any of the sports. The way we get more conversation time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun with you guys. Thank you very much for coming on the air.
Thank you
we really
so much,
appreciate
Mac.
It.
Thanks, Mac.
It was really fun.
Go Vineyarders. Who you guys open up against tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure West Bridgewater.
Yes.
West Bridgewater. All right, everyone come out and see the game tomorrow, 9:10. Everyone be there. Or 9:11. Be there, be square. All right, see you guys later. So that was pretty fun. We had Aubrey and Sydney in here talking about field hockey. Right now we're going to transition to our pop culture talk with our lovely Tasia Brown, Tasia Downtown Brown. She is a magnificent woman. She wants to talk about Derrick Rose's return and all that stuff. So we should get right into it. Tasia, how are you doing today?
Hi. Good. How are you?
We've been, Tasia is, it's her first time on the radio, guys. Give her a break. She's, so.
We should just do it all.
Nah, it's fine. It's great. So, tell me,
mm-hmm.
when did your obsession with Derrick Rose.
I didn't say it's an obsession. It's more like.
When did Derrick Rose become a thing in your life? Yeah, were you heartbroken when he tore his ACL or MCL? Or?
Well, yeah, because we can relate because like I tore my ACL too, so it's like
yeah, you definitely did. I definitely remember that.
Yeah, we have that connection, you know.
Yeah, do you think that him returning is a good thing for the sport? You think him being, you know, he might have caused a little bit of controversy, you know, being on that team coming off injury, whereas you could have given the spot to a John Wall, who's definitely a lot more athletic, a lot more explosive at this point in his career.
False.
Well, we can. Why do you think Derrick Rose will be as explosive as he was back when
he's been
pre-ACL?
He's been playing on the USA team. Like, he's been out there doing his thing, you know. Give him some credit.
Great points.
Okay, it's actually a really great point.
Yeah. He definitely has returned. You know, he caught a couple bangs, caught a couple dunks. You know, he's been doing well. Let's transition over. I talked about it earlier in the show. Ray Rice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Ray Rice and his fiance, now wife, Janae?
Well, I didn't know who he was at first. Until, like, it was all over the, you know, like, the internet and everything.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow, that's pretty messed up that he's gonna, like, do that. Like, I don't have respect for any guy that puts their hands on women, so it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I don't know, are they still letting him, like, play on the team?
Well, no, they suspended him indefinitely. So, and they Ravens also terminated his contract. So that's been happening so far. Basically, Tasia is, shall we say, very opinionated, but does not keep up with her studies as far as sports go. We had to introduce her to Colin Kaepernick just a few minutes ago. She didn't know who Colin Kaepernick was. I was pretty upset, considering her boyfriend is a football player at prep school.
Okay.
Can you talk about Deshaun? How is he doing? We haven't seen him in a while.
He's good.
He's good? Is that all you want to say?
No, he had a game last Sunday.
Against who?
Curry College.
Yeah, did they win?
Yeah, they won.
Does he play well there? I haven't seen him play yet.
Yeah, he had like 5 tackles.
Oh, okay. He's playing right outside linebacker. I heard that from Sam. Sam Burlow, his guardian.
Yeah.
So, thank you for being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we can do this again sometime.
Okay.
Hopefully, Nick Bond will be out here again. Shout out to Nick Bond and Christian Donald for not being on the show. All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Anyways, it's 2:05 now. Bell's about to ring. We had a great time on the show today. I want to thank Aubrey Ashman, Sydney Davies, Tasia Brown, and Raz Sarah for being on the show. Molly Houghton and Emily DeBencourt couldn't make it. Hopefully they'll have fun their game today. They had a lot of stuff to do preparing for the game. I'll try to get more people in here as the show progresses. Hopefully send in your emails, send in your tweets. Everything about this podcast, we can get notoriety. That'd be great. I'm Max Sashin. Hopefully we can do well. I'll be out on the court for basketball this season. Hopefully you'll see me come to the games, come to the football games, come to all the sports. Sports makes MV thrive.